As usual, I would like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Jacob Zuma of South Africa is pressing on with his push for reforms in Zimbabwe in preparation for a SADC summit, which has been deferred indefinitely.
It's just a continuation, obviously, of our facilitation process as we are also preparing for the SADC summit. So we met with all the three political parties and basically looking at progress so far in as far as the global political agreement is concerned.
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says the government needs to tackle Lawa's water shortages and fight deindustrialization as part of his party's plan to revive the economy, assuming his party prevails in upcoming elections.
What is the future of Lawa in the face of all these challenges? Water, deindustrialization. What plans should we put in place to revive our industry, to make sure that water is available, to make sure that Lawa becomes again the smoke that thunders?
And Finance Minister Tendai Biti says Zimbabwe has moved at least a bit closer to being able to access international credit facilities after the International Monetary Fund accepted its strategy for clearing its debt.
For the purpose of Zimbabwe, there are things that we said we would be able to do on our own, which include, for instance, reporting our data, transparency on diamonds, meeting certain macroeconomic targets like low inflation.
South African President Jacob Zuma is pressing ahead with his push for reforms ahead of the Southern African Development Community Summit, which has been deferred indefinitely by regional leaders. Mr. Zuma is the SADC-appointed mediator in Harare. The summit, which was cancelled yesterday, was supposed to begin Sunday in Maputo, Mozambique. SADC Executive Secretary Tomas Salamo told Studio 7 that there was no quorum and this forced them to postpone the summit. President Zuma is expected to table his report on Zimbabwe, and also on the agenda is the Zimbabwe election roadmap and the funding of the elections. Cash-strapped Zimbabwe is looking for about $130 million to fund elections. Mr. Zuma's international relations advisor and member of the facilitation team, Lindiwe Zuma, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that they might not impose an election date on Zimbabwe, but reforms must be done.
It's just a continuation, obviously, of our facilitation process as we are also preparing for the SADC summit. So we met with all the three political parties and basically looking at a progress so far in as far as the global political agreement is concerned, but also looking at what needs to be done in as far as the preparation for the elections is concerned, now that the constitutional process has been completed.
So what is going to happen next? Are you preparing a report for the summit?
Yes, absolutely. The facilitator will prepare after our visit. The facilitator will obviously prepare for the next summit. We're not sure when the summit is going to be yet. However, we are preparing for the summit. And I think that all the political parties, it was very clear that they are also preparing for the summit. They're preparing to be able to discuss with the SADC leaders their preparation for elections.
Any discussion around a possible election date? Any consensus building there?
Not really. The issue of the election date is something that is an internal process between the three political parties. We are not involved in the discussion of dates or anything of that sort. All we are engaging in is, will Zimbabwe be ready for the elections when they decide on the elections?